Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. So now we're moving on, inshallah ta'ala, to Ali Imran, to Juz 3. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates the story about his stepfather. So Anas radiallahu anhu was the son of Sulaym radiallahu anha. And his father died outside of Islam, or he rejected Islam and he passed away. And then his mother remarried a very famous companion by the name of Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Abu Talha is the stepfather of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. And he says about his stepfather, he says that he was the richest man of the Ansar and he owned the most palm trees. So Abu Talha radiallahu anhu had all these gardens all over Medina. And if any of you have ever been to Medina, then you'd see all these date trees, these palm trees everywhere, these different gardens. So he owned some in the Awali, which is the raised land, which is close to Masjid Quba. He owned some close to the Masjid. And he particularly had this garden that was named Bayruha. And Bayruha was his favorite garden. And in fact, it was the favorite garden of the Prophet ﷺ as well. Why? Because if you go today to the Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, essentially, you know, here's the Masjid right in front of where the Imam prays. That's where Bayruha used to be located. That's where that garden used to be located. And it had hundreds of date palm trees. Not only that, it had springs and you know, it had an oasis that ran through it. I mean, it had water, it had trees, it had, so it had the shade, it had, you know, great dates that were growing there. And even the Prophet ﷺ, he used to enter into that garden. He used to take, you know, relax under these trees. Some of the Sahaba used to even do wudu there. They would drink from its water. So this was a garden that, though it belonged to Abu Talha, really it benefited the entire Muslim community. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse, which is the 92nd verse of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will not achieve righteousness. And here al-birr means Jannah, means paradise, the reward of righteousness. You will not achieve, you know, the reward of righteousness being Jannah, Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun, until you give from that which you love. So Abu Talha is listening to this, and Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, he doesn't think to himself, you know, I've got a bunch of date gardens, I can give the Prophet ﷺ that one that's out there on the outskirts of Medina or something else. Right away, he stands up and he says to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yaqul, Lan tanalu albirra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. He said, O Messenger of Allah, Allah is saying that you will not achieve the true reward of righteousness until you spend out of that which you love. So he says, I thought about what the most beloved thing to me is. He says, "Wa inna ahabba amwali ilayya bayruha." He says that my, you know, the most beloved of my wealth to me is my garden of Bayruha. He says, "Wa innaha sadaqatun lillah." He said, and I've decided to give it all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arju birraha وَذُخْرَهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and I'm seeking its reward. And you know, ذُخْر is like a guaranteed return on investment. So I'm seeking the reward of it being Jannah and a great return on investment by giving this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضَاعَهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ. So you have it, O Messenger of Allah, spend it as you see fit, as Allah, you know, directs you, spend it and give it for something that's beneficial. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was amazed. He said, "Bakhin, dhalika malun rabih, dhalika malun rabih, dhalika malun rabih." He says, you know, that's amazing. He said, you know, what a beautiful investment. This is a successful investment. This is a successful investment. This is a successful investment. But then he says, "Waqad sami'tu ma qulta wa inni ara an taj'alaha fil aqrabin." He said, you know, I've heard what you've said. So he recognizes Abu Talha's effort. And he says, but I see that it's better that you spend this on your family, that you give this to your family members. You see, the Prophet ﷺ would allow some companions to give everything they had, but he didn't want, you know, he didn't want to put his companions into poverty, and he didn't want them to regret their decision later on. So he'd tell his companions, you know, save some of this, save some of that. So the Prophet ﷺ says, you can still give it away, but give it to your close family members. And that's the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ and the generosity of the Prophet ﷺ, that he says, you know, instead of just giving this to a bunch of random people, give it to your family members, give it to your cousins, give it to your tribesmen, and it'll still be for the sake of Allah, and you'll still get the reward. So he said, أَفْعَلُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I will do so, O Messenger of Allah. فَقَسَّمَهَا أَبُو طَلْحَ فِي أَقَارِبِهِ وَبَنِي عَمِّهِ So he split it up amongst his family members and his cousins. And what this shows us is that, you know, especially in Ramadan, you know, there are numerous fundraisers. You're being called to give for the sake of Allah, whether there is a fundraiser or not. When you have an opportunity to give charity, give from your most precious wealth, from that which is most beloved to you. And the Prophet ﷺ says, As-sadaqatu burhana, charity is a proof of your faith. When you're willing to part ways with that which is most precious to you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah to grant us that charitable spirit that we may act in accordance with this verse and achieve its reward, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time on our series, People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.